We've been learning in this parak a few mishnahs, different things that they were matir b'mikdash. The din ein shvus b'mikdash. We have a klal, and because of that, there's certain things that they were matir isurim derabbanan to do in the base of mikdash. We're holding here the last mishnah in Erevin, which is talking about the iser derabbanan of mukta, of being metalto, of carrying a sheret, which is found in the mikdash. And that the mishnah says, sheret shenimtza b'mikdash. So the machlok is here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbi Yehuda, how to take it out. We'll soon get into more detail about that. But the main idea is, Rashi starts off in the beginning of the mishnah here, that it's mutter to take it out, to carry it out. And the reason for that is, Rashi says, V'lo chayish l'tiltul d'ein shvus b'mikdash. There's no iser shvus, which means a iser d'rabbonon, which over here it's carrying mukzah, the sheretz is mukzah. And that iser doesn't apply in the base of mikdash, and that's why you're allowed to carry the sheretz out. Gemara goes into a inyan over here. It's not only nogea in Shabbos, only in general about bias mikdash, which is forbidden to go into the base of mikdash betuma. And on that, the Gemara talks about what will be a sheretz. Bringing in a sheretz in the mikdash, is that included in the iser of bias mikdash of a tome that is not allowed to come into the base of mikdash? On that, Shmuel, the Gemara starts off, Omar Avtuvi by Kishna Omar Shmuel, Machnis tome sheretz lemikdash chayev, sheretz atzmo potim. To bring in a sheretz in the base of mikdash is not chayev. There's a chiyuv bias mikdash is chayev chorus for coming in betumah into the base of mikdash. For bringing in a sheretz is not chayev on bias mikdash. The onish chorus doesn't apply by bringing in a sheretz. Bringing in something that was tome sheretz, that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz, on that there is a chiyuv on bias mikdash. The Gemara goes into a shakla v'tari over here, a discussion whether we should agree with Shmuel or not. And it could be that there's another way of learning that an avat tumah is chayev on bias mikdash, and sheretz itself he will be chayev. The only thing that's not chayev on bringing in is a kli cheres, which is not nase avat tumah. And Rashi explains that at length. What does that mean? It's not nase avat tumah. First of all, Rashi says, we'll explain over here. This is what Rashi starts off in the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein shvus b'mikdash. It's mutter to take the sheretz out because ein shvus b'mikdash. You could have said, there could have been, even if there would have been a shvus b'mikdash, there could have been another reason to be matir, to take the sheretz out. And that is because there's a halach of bias mikdash that you're not allowed to bring a tome into the base of mikdash. And if that includes a sheretz itself, that you're not allowed to bring a sheretz in, so as we'll see in the whole sugya, so not only to bring it in, if you hold that there's a din bias mikdash on a sheretz itself, so not only that you're not allowed to bring it in, only if you see the sheretz there, there's a mitzvah essay of Yishalchu min ha-machne. That's a mitzvah essay to send Tameim out of the machne. And that applies to somebody who sees a sheretz in the mikdash. So he has a mitzvah essay of taking the sheretz out. That's a veres. And that you see in the last omer in the Masechta Kufay Omer Aleph, Rashi on Tav, Rashi says, Le'inyan ayule kule alma amachnis sheretz chayef, Liyan lahotzi animtza barzor b'shabes b'haikro pligi. You see from here, and there's two dinim. There's a isha bringing in, which is one thing, and there's another din that if you see it there, you have to take it out. Tosfos on top over here explains it more. Tosis in the fourth line, Tosis says, "Hu adin de muzar lahotzi mi v'yishalchu min ha-machna." The kolecha de karinan lo yitamas mishkane karina v'yishalchu. You see clearly from Tosis that in the din of machnis sherets there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the iser of v'lo yitamas machane, and another thing is the mitzvah says you have v'yishalchu min ha-machna. The mitzvah says here, v'yishalchu min ha-machna, doesn't mean somebody who brings it in, who did a maisa bringing the sherets in. Only that could also apply to somebody who just was going by and he sees the sherets there, he has a mitzvah to take it out. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Somebody on Shabbos sees a sherets in the mikdash, he has a mitzvah essay d'oraisa to take the sherets out. L'chura, you can say, even if there would have been a shvus b'mikdash, even if it would have been a iser mukta, but every second that he leaves the sherets there, that would be a bitul mitzvah eser. He's being mevatel, not doing the mitzvah eser that he's supposed to do to take the sherets out. L'chura, that would have been docha, the iser mukta. That mitzvah, d'oraisa, should push off the iser mukta, and would be allowed to take the sherets out because of that alone. And Ein Hachanami, you could say that. But the reason Rashi needed the din of Ein Shavuz B'Mikdosh, because not everybody holds like that. Shmuel, in the beginning of the sugya, holds Sheretz Atzmo Potter. To bring in a Sheretz is Potter, there is no Isir V'lo Yitamos Machaneim. And there's also no Mitzvah Sesev Yishalchum in Amachaneim. So why should we be matir the Isir Mukta of carrying out a Sheretz? But because of that, Rashi had to say, Ein Shavuz B'Mikdosh, and that's why it's mutter to take the sherets out. There's no iser mukta. Further on, the Gemara goes to discuss the Mishnah. There's two ways how you could take it out. Either you could take it out with the Avnet, which is one of the big day kahuna, and the Kohen. We're looking for ways that the Kohen shouldn't touch the sherets. If he'll touch the sherets, he'll become Tomei himself. He's not allowed to be inside the Beis HaMikdash Betuma. He's looking for ways not to touch the sherets. And one way is to touch it through the Avnet, which he's wearing anyway. And as soon as he touches it, he picks it up with the Avnet, he could carry it out right away. And the sherets will be there the least amount of time possible. The second mandam, the first one, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur ben Broker, is the one that says that. And the second one, Rabbi Yudah says, "Bitzvas shall eat shalom l'rabos es hatuma." If the Kohen will take it out with the avnet will become tumah, and the avnet becomes tumah. There's more tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. There's the sheretz itself, and then there's also the beged, the avnet, which is also tumah, and that we don't want. But if he'll carry it out, "Bitzvas shall eat," which is what we call pshute kliyot. That are not mekabel tumah. So even though it'll take time till he finds the tzvat shalait, but the meanwhile there'll be less tumah, less objects of tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash. The tzvat shalait, that's typically it's not mekabel tumah. Is again the machlokes is what's better to minimize, less objects that are tumah or less time, objects or time. And the Gemara goes into explaining what's the machlokis. One man, in the beginning, the Gemara says the machlokis is there a iser of machnis sheretz or not? That means, if there's a iser of machnis sheretz, so we want to minimize the amount of time that it's there. Every second that the sheretz is there, he's over on the iser of v'yishalchu min ha-machna. But if we don't hold machnis sheretz is also, so then it's doesn't matter that it'll take time to find the tzvas shalait. So we look for a tzvas shalait not to make more tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Gemara learns in the beginning. And afterwards the Gemara says, no, the machlokis is, even though everybody else machnis sheretz is chayiv, which would mean that every second that the sheretz is there, he's over, he's mevatel the mitzvah sesi of yishalchu min ha-machna, but still, it's better to look for a tzvas shel eit and take a little more time, but there should be, as long as there's less things that are tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the avnet, we don't want to make the avnet tummy. Comes out that we have two pshatim in the Gemara explaining what the machlokes here is, how to take the sherets out. But the Yeshuas Yaakov asked, why don't we say the Gemara altogether didn't go into our third inyan that we could have said over here? Why didn't the Mishnah talk about muktzin? Of course, the sherets itself we said already is muktzin. There's another inyan of muktzin here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Ches that a beged of shatnez is muktzin. It's not fit for doing it and for using. Your beged is made to wear, and you can't wear it, so it's muktzin. As it's known, the avnet, which we're talking about, that's how you take out the sherets, is by putting the avnet, carrying it with the avnet. The avnet is a beged. That's one of the big day kuna, which is shatnez. It's kloim, as it's known, it's kloim by big day kuna. It's made out of tchelis, which is tzemer, and the other parts of it are pishtun. The other threads that it's made of are pishtun, which is tzemer and pishtun together. The avnet is kloim, it's shatnez. The Torah was matter to wear it for the, in the base of Mikdash for doing the avodah. What's going to happen now? Well, he's going to carry it out. He's going to carry out the sherets with the avnet. He's going to make the avnet tomer. Okay, the person doesn't become tomer because he's not touching the sherets itself, he's touching the avnet. But when the avnet becomes tomer, it's not fit for doing the avodah with. A beggar, a kohen can't wear a beggar that's tomer and do the avodah with him. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, for sure he can't wear it. It's kloim, it's shatnez. You're not allowed to wear shatnez. In the Beis HaMikdash, there might be a heter to wear it, even not b'shas avodah, which is a whole sugya in Yuma. It could be you don't have to take it off right away when you finish doing the avodah. You could continue wearing it, but only inside the Beis HaMikdash. Outside, you can't wear it. The only place where it's fit for wearing is in the Beis HaMikdash, and now that you make the beged tomei, comes out that you can't wear it in the Beis HaMikdash either. So it's not fit for anything. Comes out that it's muktzah. When he's going to touch the sherif with the avnet and pick it up with the avnet, he's making the avnet muktzah, and then he's going to continue carrying it. That could be a good enough reason why it's forbidden to take it out with the avnet, and it's better he should go and carry it out with a tzvas shaleik, which is not tamei, and he'll carry the sherets out. The sherets, we said already, it's mutter to carry out because ain't shvus b'mikdash. But to go and create a mukta, by being metamei the avnet, you're creating a mukta. You're making the avnet mukta, and then you're going to carry it out. It's better not to make a mukta and carry it out, but tzvas shaleik. That's what the Yeshuas Yaakov asked. Yeshuas Yaakov wants to say that from here you see that muktzah wouldn't be a problem because there's a heter. Somebody was carrying muktzah beheter. Somebody picked up something that's muktzah when he was allowed to pick it up. Then afterwards it becomes muktzah in his hand. Something muktzah biyodo it's called. Something became muktzah while it's in his hand. You're allowed to continue carrying it. There's a heter like that. If so, it comes out he was holding the avnet beheter before it became mukta, before it was tamer. Then he's going to carry the sherets with it. He's going to grab hold of the sherets with the avnet. That's mukta, which is biyoda. The avnet became mukta only after it was in his hand, after he held it in his hand. Such a mukta is not mukta, and he would be allowed to carry the sherets out with the avnet like that. The Sefer Leflagus Reuven, Reb Reuven Bengish, on the Siyum, it's a Sefer on Siyumim on Mesestis, and he has a long arichas on the Siyum Mesestis Erevin. He brings this Yeshuas Yaakov over there, and he argues, and he brings rayas to it, that this whole heter of carrying muktzah in your hand, one muktzah that became muktzah in your hand, is only a b'diavadik heter. Once he had it, he's allowed to keep on carrying. But somebody who holding muktzah, he knows that when he's holding it, while he's going to be holding it, it's going to become muktzah. So you're not allowed to pick it up lachatchila al das, that later on I'm going to have a heter of muktzah that it's going to be in my hand already. That you're not allowed to do. And he brings a rai from brings a mug in Avram that says this. They used to blow tkiyas in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They used to blow tkiyas to know when it's Shabbos. The Gemara talks about, what about the Shamash himself, that he blows shofar? How's he going to carry the shofar home after he finishes blowing it? It became Shabbos, and the shofar is muktzah. The Gemara says, he's not mekabel Shabbos as soon as he blows. He gives himself enough time from the blowing shofar and the time that it takes till he gets home, and only then does it become Shabbos for him. That means he's not mekabel Shabbos. And from that, the Gemara learns out that even after the tkiyas, you still have a few minutes left, that it doesn't become Shabbos right away. He asks the Magen Avraham, what do you need that heter? What does he need a heter of not being mekabel Shabbos for, to allow him to carry the shofar? He's holding the shofar in his hand. When did it become muktzah? Wow, he's holding it in his hand. It became Shabbos. Memela, the shofar became muktzah. But he's holding it in his hand already, so you're allowed to continue carrying it. So it says the Magen Avraham, you see from here, that it's not l'chatchila. You know that that's going to happen. You're not allowed to bring yourself into such a situation where you'll be mutter to carry muktzah because it's in your hand. Mail over here says of Reuven Bengish, the Kohen knows that when he's going to pick up the Avnet and carry the sheretz with it, it's going to become muktzah. That's not a hetter of muktzah, which is biyodim. Maybe we could say over here, this is what the Yeshuas Yaakov says for a dover poshet. He assumes that some big day kahuna that are tame, you're not allowed to wear, you can't wear it. Mele comes out, it's not roy for anything. Could be that it's not so simple. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, what will be the din if the whole tzibur was tor, the kohanim were tor, the tzibur was tor, the sakin was tummy, the sakinim, the knives that you need to shecht with the Korban Pesach, were tummy. Or for that matter, any Korban tzibur. So the din, there's a din, tuma hudra b'tzibur, or tuma duchriya b'tzibur, you're allowed to do avoda b'tuma. If it's b'tzibur, that din applies not only to the Kohanim were tame, or the Balei HaKorban were tame. It also applies if the kelim that you used to do the avoda with were tame. Also, the din tumut or betziba applies to that. If the sakin, the knife that you shecht with, was tame, so, and there's nothing else, no other knives that were tor, you're allowed to shecht with a tame dikin knife. That's a din, and that goes also the din of tumut or betziba. According to that, what will be the din tamei dikya big day kuna? You could say the same thing. If you have a carbon tzibur, you need big day kuna, and you only had big day kuna that were tamei, you can wear the tamei dikya big day kuna, it would seem to me, and do the avoda. There's also this din of tumutah b'tzibur, another way to do the avoda. It comes out that a tamei dikya beged is chozi, it's really, it's fit for using in a certain case, for the carbonus tzibur. The tumut of a tzibur. So what is the issue Yaakov asking? That the big day kuna that are tome or mukta, because there's nothing you can do with it. It's fit for a certain thing to use it for carbonus tzibur. So that's why the Mishnah didn't give this heter of carrying out. The Mishnah didn't give this Easter to carry it out by Avnet because of mukta, because it won't be mukta, because it's fit for carbonus tzibur. Or you could say that is a teret on the Yeshuas Yaakov's kasha. But I think there's a mukum to be done over here. You could still, it's not so clear. First of all, practically speaking, this tuma was a tuma that happened to this particular one beged that you used to carry the sheretz out. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were plenty of big day kuner. There were thousands of kohanim around. There must have been thousands of sets of big day kuna. So it's not tuma hutra b'tzibur would only be if you don't have, if all the kelim were tame, or it was hard to find a keli that's tars, you would say tumuter betzibur. But if one keli became tumer, and that you're going to, even though it, theoretically speaking, it would be shaykh to say that tumuter betzibur, but it's not practical because there's always close by other begodim that you could use to do the avoda with. So according to that, mishtaver is that the beged would stay tumer because of that. And maybe we could compare this to a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara talks about the leftover pieces of Lavona that was, they used to burn incense to make a nice smell in the room. The Gemara in the end of Parakira, and the Gemara says such things only have value in houses of poor people. Of rich people, this is not valuable to them, this has no value. And because of that, it will be mukta, even though it has use for poor people. That means you look at this particular situation that you're in, if this has value or doesn't have value. So it would seem that big day kuna that became tome, even though there is a theoretical way how you could use it, but in this particular case, which is the usual case, it's not fit for use, so it would stay mukta. According to that, the Yeshua Yaakov is asking a good question. Another point we have to talk about in the sugya here, to explain the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara wants to explain what's the machlokus, if it's better to carry it out with the avnet, or is it better to carry it out with the tzvat shalait. So in the beginning, the Gemara says that why would it be important to take it out as soon as possible, not leave it there, not even one split second more than what you have to. What would be the reason for that? Because machnis sheretz is chayev. You're not allowed to leave a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash. As the mitzvah says, a vishalchu min ha-machne. So you should take it out with the avnet to be mekayim, not to be over an extra second on the mitzvah says, a vishalchu min ha-machne. Then the Gemara says, no. You could say the kuli alma chayev, the Gemara says. But still, there's a machlokish. What's better? You don't have to go into that machlokish, machnis sheretz chayev, or machnis sheretz is potter. Everybody else is chayev. And still, mar sova, the Gemara says, shuhuye tuma odif. It's better not to leave the tuma any extra seconds. Marasava and the other one holds Afushe Tumodif, it's better not to make more objects Tomei, not to be Metamei the Avnet, and besides having a Tomei because Sheretz inside, you have the Avnet also, which is Tomei inside. What's better? And all this goes, if you, even if you hold Machnis Sheretz is Chayev. Machnis Sheretz Chayev means that you have a mitzvah to take it out. The question is just how to do that mitzvah, how to take it, how is it better to take it. A big kasha over here in Minchas Chinuch in Siman Shin Samach Gimel and Mitzvah Shin Samach Gimel asks, how can the Gemara say over here that's the machlokis, that everybody else machni sheretz is chayev, and still it's a machlokis how to take it out? He says like this. Who put this mitzvah on the person? Did he bring in this sheretz? He says, "Ein shum odom chayev azu hashehiyeh ki lo hichnis." He didn't bring in this sheretz. Only what? He's mechuyev l'kayim o'esev v'yishalchu. So he asks, since he's mechuyev to be mekayim the esev yishal, when somebody sees, goes by and he sees a sheretz in the mikdash, he has a mitzvah esev yishalchu min ha-machne. What do we tell him? It's better to get it out as soon as you can and not leave it one extra second. So go be metame the avnet, pick it up with your avnet and carry it out. So he asks, veich yetame your avnet v'over bekum v'asei alo esev v'lo esev. The shiruch kli can kinu esei velosasei. So it comes out that when he's metame davnet, he's being over on machnis kli tome. he's making the Avnei Tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash. So what's he doing? He wants to take off that he shouldn't be over on the mitzvah says if yishalchum in amachne. That means he wants to be mekayim, the mitzvah says if yishalchum in amachne, as soon as he can. What does he do? He goes and he's metame akeli, and he's made over on the low sasev below yitamwes machanem in order to do a esev yishalchum in amachne. Why is that better? What does it help you? The Gemara says it's better to carry it out with the Avnet, because then there'll be less time. You'll save time. It'll be less time that the sherets will be in the mikdash. You gain something by doing that. By doing that, your metame akeli, it comes out that you brought atomatic akeli into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's better about that? Even though you might say that it's better to be less time, the sherets should be less time inside there, but if you can make it less time, that in itself would be good. But to make something else tomei, in order that the sherets should be there less time, what do you gain from that? That's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. Minchas Chinuch says, and you see from here a raya to the Rambam in Per Gimel of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, says, he brings the halacha of machnis sheretz in halacha tezayin. Then he brings the halacha of being machnis kelim that were tamei, and that's also osur. The Rambam says, but he says over there it's only chayiv malchus. There's no chorus on it. And the next halacha, halacha yudzayin, the Rambam adds yeroeli. That if a tome mess, a person that touched a mess, touched later on begodim, so they become like him, they get the same din as him. He's an avatume, the begodim become an avatume. If you bring in a beged or a kedi, which is an avatume, over there, there's a iser of bias mikdash. So the Rambam says, al beged shurishon, imichniser lemikdash in loka olov. There's no malchus on that. Means there's no iser d'oraisa in bringing in a rishon l'tume into the mikdash. That's a chidush that the Rambam is mechadish, and he calls it yeroeli, it seems to me. Says the Minchas Chinuch from this Gemara will be a raya to the Rambam. It's not something that the Rambam was just machadish from his own svara. This has a source in the Gemara. If the Gemara says that machnis sheres is chayiv, and still there's a mandoma that if a sheres was nimta b'mikdash, he should take it out with the avnet. That means he should be metame akeli. And when a keli touches a sheretz, the keli becomes a rishon l'tuma. He should take out the sheretz like that. And we don't care the fact that he's making a keli be tuma inside the mikdash. It must be that there's no isher. Why? Because the keli is only a rishon l'tuma. Sheretz is an avatuma, the keli becomes a rishon l'tuma. And it's mutter to be machnis a keli, that's a rishon l'tuma into the mikdash. Here's a source to the Rambam. This din koin motziyo b'amyono, this mishnah is a raya to the Rambam, that's the hetzer to carry it out with the avnet, because it's only a rishon l'tuma. Still, the other mandama still holds that lo shalom l'rabu says a tuma. Even though it's not a Iser d'Oraisa, maybe Iser d'Rabbonon, or maybe it's not covered for the Mikdash, like Rashi says on the bottom over here, the last line in Rashi, "Umehecho umeulo mudem afkinen lei mishum covered shchina lo amidu chachamim divrei." So there's covered shchina. So the din of covered shchina So it's covered. It's not covered. Shechina the Talmudic, the things should be there. And because of that, they said you shouldn't take it out with the Avnet. You should take it out with something that doesn't, that's not makabel tumah. There should be less tumah inside because it's not covered shechina. But the isher bringing in a keli that's tumah shares, there isn't if it's only a region of tumah. That's what the minchas chinuch says. From here it's a raya to the Rambam. The question is, what are the other shitas going to do? The Ravid that argues in the Rambam, he holds that even on a region of tumah, also there's a isher be a smiktosh. As a isha to bring in a keli, which is a rishon l'tumah. So how could he be metami the avnet to take out the sherid? I was thinking to say, according to the famous Ran and Yuman, over there it's talking about pikuach nefesh, that it's mutter to do isurim for pikuach nefesh. There's a halacha that when you're matir to do a isur for pikuach nefesh, you do hakal, you do what's easier, what's a smaller isur. You try to do the smallest isur possible first. You can't, so then you do a more chomer isur. Somebody had in front of him nevela, a behemoth that died by itself, which is a nevela, it's forbidden to eat. Or he has another choice to shechta behem on Shabbos and give the person to eat kosher meat. The shaila is, what's better? What should you do on Shabbos? He has to eat meat for some reason and it's pikuach nefesh. And the question is, what's better? On that, the Ran says, let him better shechta behem and eat kosher meat. Even though by shechting on Shabbos, it's a Isur, which is called a Isur Karas, or b'meizid is Misur, with Eidim and Asura, it's Misas Bezdin. And for sure, it's more chomer than Isur Nevela, which is only a lav. But still, if he's going to eat Nevela, he's going to have to eat many kizesim. Because that was the case. Because of Pikuach Nefesh, this person had to eat a few kizesim of meat. If he'll shecht, he'll do one Maise Isur. If he'll eat the nevela, he'll do many isurim. Every kezayis of nevela is another isur he's over. Even though it's a smaller isur than the isur of chilul Shabbos, but many isurim is worse than one isur. When it comes to a question of many against one, we always say it's better to do the one and not do the many isurim. It seems that the Ran holds that every isur a person does influences him, puts a tumor in him, puts a poison in him, and when you do it over and over again, it keeps on and on and on poisoning him, which is worse than doing a one-time isur, even though it's more chum. That's what the Ran holds. According to that, we can maybe say that this Gemara has to do with that Ran. What are we holding? What's the case over here? Somebody was going by and he found a sheretz in the mikdash. This person has a mitzvah, says Vishalchum and Amachna, to take out the sheretz. The mitzvah is Karega Verega, every second that he can take out, he doesn't take it out. The Bittul mitzvah says Vishalchum and Amachna. He has to take it out as soon as he can. On the other hand, we have a problem if he takes it out with Behem Yonah, with the Avnet, he's going to be Metame Akele, and he's going to be over on Allah, says Evelo Yitamwes Machanehim. That means he brought in the tumor into the mikdash. But that'll be a one-time thing. And that, as soon as he's metam, he brought the tumor in and he's taking it out right away. Comes out that it's similar to the case of the Ran. If he'll go looking for a tzvah shalait and it'll take time, so every second that he's not taking it out, there'll be many bitul mitzvah essays. Which it means is the equivalent of many isurim. It's the equivalent of eating many kezazim of nevela. And if he takes it out, Ben Yono, he's just doing one time, he was machnis the tumen, right away he's taking it out. Comes out that it's better, according to the Ran, it's better that he should take it out with the avnet and do a one-time isur, better than taking time and looking for a tzvah shalait and being over on many bitul mitzvah hesses. So that'll be the one pshat in the mandama that he says, that he takes it out behem yono, shel alisha says atume, even though machnis sheret or machnis kelim, which is tome, is chayev. Of course, you could ask if he's metame the avnet, also. It's not a one-time thing. It's every second that it's there. He's also over on v'yishalchum in amav. But no. But first of all, it could be it takes less time. Shelo lishus es hatuma. That's what it says over here. We're looking for what takes less time. It takes less time. That's what the Gemara says. To be metame the avnet and carry it out right away. It takes less time. So, and we measure. We go according to the number, the amount of isurim. It'll take more time to look for a tzvah shaleis. That's a bigger issue. That's why you should be metame the avnet. Another thing you could say over here, and also we have to explain, but what is the other mandama hold? Do they argue in the svar of the Ran? No, it could be that not. The other one that says b'tzvah shaleis, he yells like this. What do you want? You say that he should carry it out with the avnet in order to do on one time issue. Because you're saying if he's going to take time looking for a tzvah shaleit, every second he's mevatel the mitzvah of a v'yishalchum min hamachnis. Could be he holds that that's not a bitul mitzvah, says he. What's the mitzvah of v'yishalchum min hamachnis? To take tmeim out of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though he's not taking it out right away, it's taking time. But why is it taking time? It's taking time because he has to look for with what to take it. He has no way. He can't take it out with his hand. He can't take out the sheretz with his hand. He would become tummy and not allowed to become tummy and be in the Beis HaMikdash. He has no other way to take it out but to look for atzvah shaleitz and take it out with that. So it comes out that the time that it's taking is not taking time because he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah of yishalchum min hamachne. He's looking for ways to take it out. He's making ishtadlus. He's trying to get it out. The time that it's taking is all part of the way of being mekayim the yishalchum min hamachne. Such a taking time, such a bitul mitzvah says, he's not a bitul mitzvah says. Even though it takes a long time till he finds the tzvah shaleitz, in the meanwhile the sheretz will be there. But all that time he's doing and looking for ways to get it out. So he wasn't, when it comes to v'lo yitam was machaneh, so then if he was metame the machaneh, you can't say that he's looking for ways to take it out. He was metame the machaneh. But if he doesn't have a issue, he didn't bring the sheretz in. All that happened was he saw the sheretz and he didn't take it out. If he's looking for ways to get the sheretz out, that's a kiyum of v'yishalchum min hamachne. So that's why he holds it's better to do b'tzvah shaleitz and not with the avnet. I would compare this svara to a tzvah shemes in the end of Rosh Hashanah. There's a case over there of there were two cities, Be'echad Tokin, Be'echad Mevorchin. In one city they have a shofar to blow. In the other city they don't have a shofar, but they have somebody who knows how to say the davening, to be motzi the tzibur in the davening. And the Gemara says he should go to the city that blows shofar, because it's a daraisa, and not go to the city that are Mevorchin, because that's only a derabbanan. So Gemara asks pshita. So Gemara answers, even though this one is vada and this one is suffik. That means the city that we say has a shofar is not vada. We don't know for sure. We have a suffik. It could be there's a shofar there. The other city, we know for sure that they're going to have somebody to be motzi in the bruch. Comes out that it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa against a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a suffik mitzvah d'oraisa against a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And that we say, still he should go do the suffik d'oraisa and not do the d'rabbanan, because a d'oraisa, even a suffik, weighs over a d'rabbanan. Ask the Sfasem, as the Rambam holds, that every suffik d'oraisa, why do you have to be machmir? It's only mid'rabbanan that you have to be machmir. Comes out that the city that's a suffik, if it has a shofar over there, why do you have to go there? What makes him go there? The din derabbanan of being machmir in sfeikis. The other city, which is mevarchim, is again derabbanan. So it's a derabbanan and a derabbanan. Why is this one better than that? And so Sfarsemis says, no. The Torah, when the Torah gave a mitzvah to blow shofar, it's not just the blowing shofar itself. It's the looking for ways to get a shofar. The hachona to the mitzvah, looking for the mitzvah, that goes into the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. You can't just from the air a shofar is going to come. You have to go look for it. You have to find it. If you don't have one, you have to look for it. You have to look for a place. If you don't have your own shofar, you have to look for a place where they have a shofar. Comes out that this person that he knows, that in that city there's a Sufik, maybe there's a shofar there. You know, this is not considered Sufik like all Sfakis that you say on them. Sufik Daraisa Lachumra, according to the Rambam, is only Midrabbonin, it's Lachumra. It's Midaraisa, he's Mechuyev to go to that city, because by going there, he's looking for a shofar. Looking for a shofar is a Mitzvah Daraisa. It could be it's there. Midaraisa, you're Mechuyev to go there to look for the shofar. I'm saying the same thing as over here. The Torah said, a Mitzvah says, if you're Shalchem in a Machne. It means only the physically taking the tumah and carrying it out. Anything you can do to take the tumah out is also included in v'yishalchu min ha-machne. Looking for ways to take the tumah out of the machne. Looking for the tzvah selek, that's part of the mitzvah of v'yishalchu min ha-machne. He has no other way to do it, to take it out, only with the tzvah selek, and it takes time to find it. The whole time it takes to find the tzvah shalek, that's all included in the mitzvah of yishalchu min ha-machne. Just like looking for a shofar is included in the mitzvah of blowing shofar. And the Meiler, he holds that there's no beat, no Easter, he's not doing any Easter at all when he looks for a tzvah shalek. The Meiler, that's better than carrying it out b'em yonu. Another thing I was thinking over here, the Gemara in Shavuos, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Mishnah over there also says there's a difference by Bias Mikdash between somebody that comes in the Tumah or somebody that became Tomei inside. Somebody that he became Tomei when he was inside the Beis HaMikdash, of him we give him time. He's not over. He's not Chai of Chorus. He doesn't get an onus unless he stays there a certain amount of time. If he became Tomei inside, and right away he ran out, as soon as he became Tomei, he ran, and he went in the shortest way he can, he went out, he's not over on anything. He's only Chayev Koris if he stays there a few seconds, a certain amount of time, like it says over there. According to that, it could be like this. What was the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch? The kasha was, if he takes out the sheretz with the avnet, he's being over on a isir of leitamus machaneim. He was mitame the avnet inside. So how can he be over on a isir loisas if leitamus machaneim in order to be mekayim a mitzvah of yishalchu min ha-machne, sending out the sheretz? You could say there's a difference. If the avnet becomes tamei inside, so there's a din that you can take it out right away. So over there, there's a eitzer. He'll be mitamei the avnet. He'll touch the sheretz with the avnet and run out right away. So he won't be over on anything. That's the look. If a person was nitma b'fnim and he runs out right away, he's not over. But when it comes to the sheretz, over there, there's a mitzvah v'shalchu min ha-machne on the sheretz. So what's he going to do? He's going to take time to look for something to take it out. So again, he's mevat of the yishalchu min ha-machne every second. And if he carries it out with the avnet, he's not over on anything if he carries it out right away, because that's tumah bifnim. So it's poshet. Why he holds that it's better he should carry it out with the avnet and not carry it out with the tzvah shalit. So that could be another teretz on the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. The only problem with this teretz is Now the Gemara says, in the Gemara has a shaila in Shvuos Dav Yud Zayin Omed Aleph, Timei Atzmo Bifnim B'meizig Mahu. It could be that the only this whole din of becoming Tomei Bifnim, that if he runs out right away, he's not over. That's only if it was b'shogeg ba'onis. It happened to him. He made himself tummy. He knew he's becoming tummy. He makes him, made himself tummy. It was metame himself. Over there, there's no hatter. That's called a maisa of being loyitamos machanem. Over there, we don't give him any time. He shouldn't have been metame himself. It's a sofik in the Gemara. The Gemara stays by taker. Over here, he was metame davnet. So it's Timei Atzmo B'meizid. So over there it could be that you won't give him time. He has to take it out. Even if he'll take it out right away, he'll still be over on B'lo Yitamos Machaneh. But it's not clear, because it could be that we don't look at the person that was in the Tamei Dav. Davnet itself, it becomes its own, as it was without Dav. It's only on a person. Mitzad Sheni, you could say no. That since the Isha of bring machnis a keli is a din v'loy tamos machneim, the person shouldn't bring in a keli that's tome. So if he was metame a keli inside, so that has to do with that shaylan de gemur. Koponim, what comes out from this whole talk is that the Gemara says a mahaza machlokis, what's better, how's it better to carry it out, if it's better to make less tuma or less time. And we tried to answer the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, why being mitamei davnet won't be a problem of being machnis a keli that's tamei sheret. According to the Ran in Yuma, that it's, even though it is a iser, but it's still smaller than many bito mitzvah senses. One more point I wanted to mention over here, which is the Rashi, in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi says, Hamachnis Tomei Sheret, right in the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi says, Kli Shenitma B'Sheret, Rashi says, Chayv Chatos B'Shogeg, V'Koretz Al Zedono Mishum Kiyas Mikdash Hashem Timei. Rashi learns that bringing in a keli that was Tomei Besheret is the same chiyuv as a person that's Tomei comes into the Beis HaMikdash. The same chorus. The Gra in the Argoza Gra here says, Hu Tov Sofer. The Be'ed Yam Rinam B'Torah Kone Parshas Acharem Was Deinu Elochayev Malkus Barboim Beviu Rashi Batzman. Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Acharem Was says, it's talking over there about the tumah of Belia being Belia Nivlas of Tor. If somebody swallows a kezais of Nivlas of Tor, becomes Tomei, and the begodin that he's wearing also become Tomei. That the pasuk says, Vimlo Yechabes, Uvesoro Lo Yirchatz, Venosa Avono, that is Chayev and Onish for going into the Beis HaMikdash. And that it says for him going in and for bringing in his begodin. Rashi brings the Taras Konim, that for him coming in is Chayav Koras, but on Al-Kibuz Begodim he's only over Belav and he doesn't get Koras. The Feirish, the Taras Konim that Rashi brings, Rashi himself brings it, says, bringing in the Begodim that are Tomei, there's no Chayav Koras. And Rashi here says, so the Gra says Tov Sofer, but it's hard to say that the Gra meant that it's a Tov Sofer, because Rashi and Nida also says the same thing. Only I think what the Gra meant was that it's a Tov. The Gra is arguing very strongly against Rashi and says that the Din is not Emes. It seems the Natiya would be, if the Gra said it's a Tov, so who are we to even try to begin to think what could we say over here? Sof kosof, everybody has a chelik in Torah, and you're allowed to at least try to take off the chomer akushi. It shouldn't be so shver the Rashi, which is very clearly against the Torah's corner. Maybe you could say there's a difference between begodim that a person is wearing and bringing in a keli that's tomen. And this is according to the din by Baisa Menuga, we find such a chelik in the Gemara in Sukkah da Vova Medal. There's a din that somebody buys some nigga house that was tummy with a nigga. a person comes in, he becomes Tome. And Kalim that come in also become Tome. Somebody carries Kalim into the Bais HaNuga, they become Tome right away. The begotten that he's wearing don't become Tome until he stays there a certain amount of time. What's the difference? Begotten that he's wearing, that it's not Tome right away. If he would burn out right away, he would be Tome in his begotten now. And he carries clothing in, he carries Kalim in, they become Tome right away. The difference is, Rashi over there says, because in Pasuk says, Ve'habo el habayis. Who's Tome? The one that comes into the house, the person, he's called Ve'habo el habayis. Kalim that were carried in is also called Ve'habo el habayis. Kalim that a person, clothing that a person is wearing, that's not called Ve'habo el habayis. It's not called Ve'habo, that's not called Bia, that's not called coming in. That's why you have to wait. It's only Tome if it stays there a few minutes. Of course, it's a different Indian over there that's talking about the Tumah of Bais HaMinuga. But by Bias Mikdash, there's also a din of Bia coming in. It's not just being Tome in the Bais HaMikdash is what we're Chayav Koras on. Over there also, there's a din of coming in. The Gemara says in Shavuos Yudzayin Amid Beis, HaNichnas LaMikdash Derech Gagin is Potter. He comes in through the roof. He was on the roof of the Heichel, and he made a hole in the ceiling, and he went in through that hole. That's not the regular way how you come in. You come in through the door. He came in through the ceiling. Since it's not beer, it's not Ve'habor, he's not Chayev Koras on such a Bias Mikdash coming in Betumi like that. Of course, if he stays there, so then it'll be Chayev because of staying there. We're talking that he comes in, and right away he runs out. That's what I think the Mishnah Lamelech says that. Akoponim, what do you see from here? In Bias Mikdash, there's two parts to the Isur. There's the Bia, the coming in, and the being there through coming in. These begotten that the person is wearing, they were there inside, but they didn't do a bia, they didn't come in. That part is missing, the bia part is missing. Could be that Rashi learned that this is what the Torah Eskonim was memayed. And it's clear that we're talking over there about begotten that he's wearing. Over there it says in Pasuk, he swallowed a nivlas of Torah, he becomes Tome and his begotten become Tome, and that's only begotten that he's wearing when he swallows it. Afterwards, if he touches begotten, they're not Tome. So we're talking about begotten that he's wearing, and on that it says Bias Mikdash. That's not Bia that's begotten. So if we see that the Torah was Mermayat, that there's no Chiyuv Koras on Bias Mikdash, on begotten, enough that we should be Mermayat, only begotten that he's wearing, which is not Bia, which is not called Ve'habo, like we see by Bais HaMinuga. But to say on Kalim that he's not wearing, that he brings them in, that we don't see that the Torah was mamayat that. That could be, since it's also considered bia, just like a person coming in, so those kelim also came in. So, b'chayiv kares, Rashi learned, just like by